00496DZMMS-Block 290. Do any commission members have ex parte contacts to disclose or any conflict of interest to declare? Gentlemen? None noted.
Well, what we're waiting for is a very simple PowerPoint that really only just gives the facts. This is a closed record hearing. We were last here on July 6th. That was a continuation from a hearing June 8th and May 4th. So this is the fourth hearing. On July 6th, that record was requested to be held open by NWDA. So we held the record open for 7 days, received some testimony that was forwarded to you digitally and also in your packets. After the close of that first 7 days on July 13th, we had another 7 day period that closed on July 20th for responses to that additional testimony. No responses were received. So you have everything. The record is closed and let me see if I can just get this to work.
So to clarify that, we won't be having a presentation beyond Hillary's today. There will be no questions asked of the applicant. There will be no public testimony. We will merely be reviewing the information that she presents us, the information that you've reviewed already in your package, and letters that you have received electronically, and having a discussion and taking a vote.
Correct.
Wasn't there new information in this packet? What is this?
There was. There were new drawings submitted by the applicant in response to some of the things that you suggested at the last hearing. For instance, reorienting the benches, adding arms and backs to them, making that northern fixed round bench smaller, stuff like that. I apologize for this.
So there's no comment on new information?
Not beyond what's in the staff report. Not beyond what's in the staff report. I noted what was received. And let me see. And
the information was received and then the case was closed because there was no request to hold it open.
What are you looking for?
You can talk about what you was received.
Yeah.
And that can inform your vote.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
But I'm not, but there's no negotiation for anything. Everything is either black or white.
So okay. So this is basically my recommendation. I'm recommending approval. Same as last time. The conditions have changed a bit. This was added per BES request. Your options are to accept the staff report and approve the application with conditions. You can accept the staff report and approve the application with additional, fewer, or modified conditions. And you can reject the staff report and ask me to return with a recommendation of denial. So do you have any questions, Commissioner Work? I mean, everybody, but.
Any questions of staff?
Well, the section I guess, is mm-hmm. that new? Is that my understanding?
It was new. It was BES asked that be included as a condition of approval. Previously, we weren't recommending approval, except for the last staff report, but I had neglected to add it in the last staff report, so I added it in this one.
And the proposed design is consistent with BES's request, design request?
Yeah, they're asking for confirmation of that permit.
Any other questions of Hillary?
So none
procedural
of the
or otherwise?
None of the modifications have changed then. Only
no.
What's outlined has
correct.
Changed.
Okay. Do you want me to go back to the modifications and amendment?
I want to hear from David and hear where you are. Is there a concern that you have that would...
Well, no, I'm just wondering. So are we going to discuss after she...
Yes.
Okay. Because there are some things that we asked for that are new that we haven't discussed before.
Absolutely.
Right.
That will inform our vote. Okay, any other questions of Hillary?
No.
She's going to stay in the room. Thanks, Hillary.
Yeah.
So I'll entertain a discussion on any concerns or questions or comments about what we've received. Mr. Warwick.
Well, I mean, nothing's necessarily specific, but I assume everybody's okay with the north elevation. That's the kind of piece of.
Has that changed from our discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was the one that you requested to be, that the majority of the commission felt comfortable with. So I removed the condition that previously suggested that it should be one version of the two that they were showing for both the north and the south. And I incorporated the new drawings into the drawing packet.
So it's just the north elevation that was changed, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
They reduced the size in the circular benches, reoriented benches in the access way between the park and the development, provided detailing on the construction of the benches, circular benches.
It also seems that there are a lot fewer benches on the east side.
There are less?
Weren't there benches like really spaced almost where the bike racks are?
On the park?
Yeah.
They've got four benches at this time.
I could be wrong. I don't have the one.
I can confirm that there are fewer. There are a couple fewer.
Yeah,
so,
in a different orientation. These are doubled up as opposed to
right.
loaded. They added, I think they have backs on the benches now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wanting to comment. Mm-hmm. I don't believe they have armrests.
They do have a table.
Yeah.
I guess you could use a table as an armrest.
So do you want to go through like our
three things?
Our new, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was my intent. Okay, so let's walk through the three core legs of the three-legged stool, which context, quality, permanence, and the public realm. So let's start with context. If there's any new comments people would like to make? Meet the guidelines for everybody? Okay. Quality and permanence? Any materials, any design consistencies that are lacking?
I just had a, as I was looking at the islands, I got an uneasy feeling about them relative to the wood and the wood structure that's under them. They just feel like they're not here for the long term. I personally love wood. And as I see more and more of it in the public realm used for benches and other items, I just see after a year or two how much they've degraded. And with these being as prominent a feature as they are, it's just a question. I really like them, so it's not a design issue. It's just strictly a material issue, and I don't know if there's... did they say they were using ePay on these, or...?
It doesn't say.
I think it was ePay.
If I get a... ePay's better.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to do.
I thought they had a steel structure underneath them that they referred to last time. I don't see here.
I couldn't tell what was under here. It says
pressure-treated wood frame. There's a lot of discussion.
Yeah.
Huh? Don, on this detail.
Yeah.
It's a pressure-treated wood frame.
But I thought last time there was a reference to them being a steel structure underneath.
There's a steel enclosure, I believe, for the trees. Mm, painted metal center wall. Yeah.
What do they have? 15-year lifespan, maybe?
But no less than that.
Or less, yeah.
I mean, with skateboards and stuff.
Well, that was my other...
We had talked about skateboard clips in the last meeting.
Was it you that mentioned this more solid edge of it?
Yeah. They did put a solid edge,
yeah.
So at least it's a little more comfortable to sit on.
Yeah, they're faced.
Yeah, they do not have a permanent look to them, yeah.
Anyway, I think we were committed to having those. It's just with the ePay and the...
So the question is, we all love the feel of natural wood,
yes,
especially in a casual setting such as this, in a civic setting.
Right.
You know, what's your next option? Is, you know, aluminum?
Right. There's no good next option,
yeah,
is there?
Right.
As far as comfort,
right,
level.
No.
You know,
right. We don't want them concrete.
Touchability,
you know,
and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
But I thought they did have a steel substructure at one time.
I thought they did, too, the last time.
Huh?
I thought they did as well.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, that was a question at the last meeting, as I recall, and that was the response. But
it does seem like, I don't remember if it was ePay or not, but if it isn't something equally as dense, it should be, if it's going to be wood and it's going to be out in the public realm.
David, are those ePay over at Lloyd Center?
I don't know.
The ePay is on the boardwalk.
I don't think the Lloyd Center ones were ePay.
I don't think so either. They're cedar.
Yeah.
So the ePay might be.
Yeah.
It's obviously a better wood than cedar.
Yeah.
So my only other thing relative to those is in terms of quality of design, as I was looking at it and thinking about how to use the plaza, those two inner ones just seem like, are they really necessary? They kind of limit flexibility, and I think so. I was just wondering about, you know, should those be in there, but just keep the tree, take those out, but the tree and the lighting stay. But that whole kind of northwest area in the plaza just seems to be.
Well, so they reduce the scale of,
right,
of them. I feel that there is a need for the one that's deep in the courtyard plaza. Because it creates a terminus in the corner that isn't a storefront,
mm-hmm,
which I think is valuable. Whether the middle one's needed or not,
I was just trying to figure out how the...
Yeah.
I mean, the plaza is supposed to be X size, right? So what's happened with those two islands is you've got the size less what's behind those islands, per se,
I think
perception-wise.
In the original package we saw last time, they had done a study of occupied uses, and a diagram which showed how their previous design met those needs for concert or film or speech,
right,
or
right.
market, all of that. So this actually gives them a little bit more.
I agree. I said this last time, I am not convinced about those inner benches either. I do think they constrict the space and make it less usable. I do agree, though, that one in the corner, you make a good point about it creating a terminus. The other one just seems like an obstruction, the one in the middle.
Yeah, the one in the middle. I would agree with that, yeah. The others are fine.
Other comments on quality or permanence of the design, the architecture, materials, or the courtyard space?
I just want to verify the finish of the garage door. It looks like in the rendering it's matching the storefront.
Right, it's okay. Translucent glaze now.
Right. That's it for me.
Public realm comments.
Well, I think looking at the number of benches is questionable on that on the east side, isn't it? It seems like it's just not enough. And benches that we expect.
How many were on the last iteration?
Let me grab that.
There's just four this time.
So we take the island out in the plaza, they use that wood to make more benches.
Yeah, switch it out.
Yeah.
Hillary is counting.
Ten.
There were ten.
There were ten.
Okay.
Now there's four.
Yeah. I mean, you could add a condition that some of those bike parking spaces be converted to benches, and I would suggest a number. I mean, I'm not going to suggest a number. I would suggest
Understood.
That you state
Understood.
A number.
We'll have that discussion.
Yeah.
Any other comments about public realm? Okay. So let's dive in on the benches, the circular and the round benches. So sounds like a couple of folks, and I'd join in, say, eliminate the middle circle in the plaza.
I can go with that.
And
tentative myself.
What?
Pardon?
I was tentative either way, so I would go with the majority.
Okay.
That.
And in exchange for, does someone have a number of benches?
Well, let me just double it. And that's less than they had before.
And is this the orientation you want?
Well, I think
the other time it was rotated 90 degrees, I think, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
And they were on either side of the tree planter.
Yeah.
From my perspective, this is all very well organized and planned, but I'm not sure that's the way the benches should be in reality. And that I'd be happy to prescribe doubling the number of benches, but having a more diverse orientation.
Having them some face the opposite, 90 degrees?
Yeah.
Do half of them on 90 degrees?
Yeah, something
this?
Like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I would support that.
Okay. Anything else? We have a motion.
So we want to...
Are you doing the motion?
I can.
Go ahead.
So I'd like to make a motion to accept the staff report as written with the following additional conditions: to delete the center island in the plaza, Wood Island, and to add four more benches on the east side of the project in the pedestrian way park area that could be oriented 90 degrees to the existing benches that are shown on the drawing.
Could I interrupt before a second?
What? Yes.
Did you also want to require e-pay on the?
I think it is.
What are they?
Yes.
Okay.
What,
yes.
What are they? I didn't see any specification here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. E-pay.
So e-pay. Yes. And that the wood.
That'll last longer.
The e-pay. Okay.
We have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Commissioner Mulbar?
Aye.
Commissioner Ballester?
Aye.
Commissioner Rodriguez?
Aye.
Commissioner Warren?
Aye.
Vice Chair Stefanik?
Aye.
Thanks.
Thank you for your patience, both neighborhood and applicant. It's been a road. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.